With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For man it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. As we look forward to the beginning of Lent this Wednesday, we are given this marvelous gospel from the passage from the Gospel of Mark, and it draws us to consider a few things regarding our relationship with the Lord. So here we have this very, very famous incident of a rich young man who approached Jesus, who wanted to know the secret to eternal life. And apparently this man is good. He says, "I have kept all of these rules from my youth. What more is there?" So this is a very observant Jew. And certainly for the Jewish people, following the law of Moses is the key to happiness. If you want the key to eternal life, just follow the rules of Moses. But there is something about Jesus, I would imagine, that he saw and he found very attractive. So he was not at all satisfied with just completing the law. He wants to know something from Jesus that would satisfy him even more. And so Jesus looked at him, and it was said here that Jesus looked at him and loved him. It's like Jesus looking at the heart of this man and doing a quick scan and realize the goodness of this man. And then he began to love him. And then he began to teach him what is lacking in his life. You see, this is very encouraging for most of us who are trying to be holy and to be pleasing to the Lord and to enter eternal life. I would imagine that no one here is a terrible sinner. We are trying to live our lives in holiness. We come to Mass every day. We take our sacramental life seriously. And you can be assured that the Lord loves you. That's where we begin. That's where the Lord begins with all of us. He loves us. He looks us up with a great delight. But then we are not perfect. And the Lord, just like the way he did with this man, looked at us, looked into our heart and sees there such imperfection. And for this man, what the Lord had seen is his attachment to his wealth. That's the reason why he was given that particular recommendation. That's how the Lord acts in our life. He looks into our heart and tells us exactly what we need. This is not supposed to be a blanket statement, you know, for all of you to start going home and start selling your properties and give it to the poor. You know, well, if you're inspired to do that, praise the Lord. But the Lord will look into our hearts and see in it what do we need to enter the kingdom of heaven. What are our specific attachment? For this young man, it's attachment to the wealth. And maybe for us, it's attachment to our youth, to our looks. Maybe it's an attachment to our popularity, to honor. Name it. The Lord sees it. And so the task for us at this Mass, and as we look forward to Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, have an examination of our conscience. What are those things that you are attached to? You see, a characteristic of an attachment that we have is we cannot afford to let go of it. It is impossible for us to let go of it. If I let go of it, I will die, basically. That's what we're saying. That's why Jesus says, what is impossible for you is possible for God. So in our examination of conscience, and we find in there that which we are attached to, let us lift that up to God so that God might help us loosen up and eventually give it up. It takes divine intervention. It takes the Spirit of the Lord to help us let go of our attachment. By the way, attachments are not necessarily just wealth, not just necessarily popularity, or attachment could also be attachment to resentment, attachment to our sorrows. Those things are attachment too. And so here Jesus is saying, let go, and then come and follow me. So let's have this serious reflection of our own attachment and invite the Lord to come and loosen our grip on these things so that we can let go, and then we can follow the Lord, and then be reminded that when we follow the Lord, we let go of things and we follow the Lord, we come to discover life that we had never imagined before. May our participation in this Eucharist bring us the Spirit of God to let go and let God be the charge of our lives. Amen.